Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you so much for joining me tonight as we come to say hello and give thanksgiving for another day that God has made. We thank God for just the opportunity to say thank you one more time for one more day in this first day in December, first Monday in December, I'm sorry, to just give honor and glory to God. It's been a good day. I've had a good day, and I'd like to give a shout out to Beverly Beasley, our president of Granny's Place, who sponsors this program. I'd like to give a shout out to Sister Minister Sonara Henderson, who's one of our panelists. I'd like to give a shout out to all of my other friends and confidants, Sister Minister Wanda Randall, who joins us weekly on Monday nights. And just thank God for everybody that I'm in contact with, and just thank God for just being here tonight. Tonight I come to just give homage and honor and glory and prestige to First Lady of Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church, our First Lady, Sister Yolanda K. Morgan. She has went home to be with the Lord, and God has plucked his angel, and he's taken her with him to have a more joyous life. Tonight, I've asked that you join us tonight in giving her honor and giving her flowers. If you're going to be unable to attend the services or the wake, we would like to hear from you tonight. We would like for you to come and share with us if she's touched your life in any type of way, giving you any inspiration, giving you any her kindness, her love, her compassion, because truly Sister Morgan did have a love for the people. She loved everyone that she ran across, anyone that she touched, anyone she spoke with, anyone that just knew her, knew that she was a kind heart. She was warm. She was loving. She never met a stranger. She would give you her heart. She would give you the clothes off of her back. She would give you a meal. She would visit you if you were sick. Sister Morgan was a beautiful person, just inside and out. And we want to honor her tonight. It is hard for me because we sit and had conversations. A lot of people didn't know that I did talk to her regularly until she became ill, but she was there for me. She talked to me. She gave me words of wisdom, words of knowledge. She never shunned me. She never fussed at me. She never did nothing but correct me. If I was straying away, if I was doing something wrong, I could always go and talk to her, and she wouldn't sugarcoat it. She would give me the facts, and she did it out of that word and out of her love, out of her heart. She was just a woman that was truly compassionate. She could feel you. She knew you. She knew just by talking to you what you were going through or how you were handling things. And she never criticized. She never judged. She was just an awesome, awesome lady. I see we have some callers on the line, and I would like to let them go ahead and give what they have to give us tonight, if they don't mind coming on. I see someone at the extension 5507. Would you like to go ahead and have words of expression?
Hello?
Hello, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Is that me on the air?
You are on the air. Go right ahead. Express yourself.
Oh, my name is Sister Gwen Lewis, and I'm calling to give a special tribute to my First Lady. She's gone with the Lord, but we always know that's just temporary because she's going somewhere we wish we all could go. But I just, my heart is just full right now. It's real full, and I love her. She was so sweet, so loving, so touching. And I always remember when I would talk with her, she would always say, "Now, Sister Gwen, now is that right?" I was like, "Ugh." You know, I'd be like, "Golly, could she just say something else besides that? Don't put me on the spot. I want to come and vent. I don't want to come and have, I want no compassion. I want to be mad." But she never would let me be mad. She would always tell me the truth. And she would always turn around and look at me so that I can look at the next person, so that I can say, "Okay, if God has enough mercy for them, I know he got enough for me." And I would just look at it and say, "Wow, ooh, she make me mad." But I always say I love her because she was just that type of person. She was so sweet and loving. So that's all I have to say.
Okay. Yeah, she did have a way of approaching you and making you feel real good about what she was saying to you, although you didn't want to hear that because sometimes you would want to go in there. You wanted her to side with you because she would be angry or you'd be upset about something, and you wanted her to go ahead and judge them like you was just.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear her say, "You right."
Yes,
she
would never, never, never do it. She just kept to the word of God, kept to that compassion she had, kept to that non-judging spirit. She just, you couldn't get her out of that. It was just something about her that, you know, it was just so genuine that it was God. It was just God oozing from her, just God just coming through, you know. He would move her and speak to us through her. And it was just awesome. It was real awesome.
Was.
So I see someone else is on the line who would like to speak.
Hello?
Hello. Go right ahead.
Hello. This is Tamika Walker.
Okay.
You can hear me?
I can hear you. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. When I met Sister Morgan and Pastor Morgan, it was a blessing in disguise. And some of the things that I have come to understand in my walk with God is that he has a plan beyond what my thoughts could ever be. So when I think of a mentor, a godly mentor, that would be Sister Morgan. She would surely be in that number of mentors for me. When I learned that Sister Morgan had passed, I began to just tell the Lord, "Thank you, because we know that she's in a better place." And I started thinking of a virtuous woman and how she had attributes of being that virtuous woman, walking in dignity and being covered by her wisdom. And I just was like, how can she be so humble? But she was always in a humble spirit. She was always speaking kind words, and that's a Titus 2 mother. And then I would look at Pastor Morgan and I said, "Oh my God, that's the Boaz." So that's, you know, that was like that picture of Ruth and Boaz, and, you know, just seeing how she was able to just go before the people of God and just humble herself. You never caught her not being the same. She was always the same, no matter where you would find her, in the stores, at church, at prayer, wherever you would see her. She always had that beautiful smile on her face, and she had that hug that just would embrace you in whatever you were going through. it would be all right. And I would truly miss her. She left a little part of her in me, and I appreciate that, because coming into your walk with God surely wasn't easy, but she made it where I could understand. And I just appreciate God for just letting me have her in my life. I appreciate Shady Grove for giving me my first step out. And I just... went out, and she would truly be missed. She would truly be missed. And I appreciate y'all for letting me speak.
We thank you so much. We thank you for your kind words. We thank you that you had that experience with her. We thank you that God gave her to you to be a part of her life, and you a part of the life that she led. So we thank you for that. We thank you for sharing all your experiences. I see we have someone from 7520. Would you like to give expressions tonight? Extension 7520. Go ahead. Okay, I guess you're not ready yet, so we'll just go ahead and keep going. I would like to share in a moment that I had with her as to having some issues with some people or some things that I was going through when I first started walking with Christ, and when I first got to Shady Grove. This was from the very beginning of time. I think I've been there about 25, 22 years, right about now. So, and I took my issue to her, and I was mad. I was very disconcerted. I was very hurt and angry. But she comforted me. She spoke a gentle word to me. And one thing she said to me, she said, "Don't take everything for granted." She said, "Take it to God. Let him work it out." And I told her then, I said, "Well, I don't know how to do it, because I was just learning how to walk with Christ, and I was just learning how to humble myself." And right then, I really wasn't humble, because I didn't want to be. Just to tell the truth about it, I didn't want to be humble. I didn't want to let God handle it. I wanted to work it out. And she said, "Give it to him. Walk away. Let him take care of it for you. He will do it." And she wrapped her arms around me, and she said, "Believe me," she said, "you might not see it right now. It might not come in your time, but just do it." And I was mad. I was mad at this woman for talking to me. You know, I was young, and I ain't want to hear that. But I tell you, those were no truer words. Those were no true words that she gave me. And the comfort that I felt in her at that time settled my spirit. It made me want to just take some part of her, or take that part of her that she gave me right then, and just run with it. And from that day to this day, I walk and what she tells, that she has told me. And we've had a lot of conversations. She's had a lot of comforting things to me, you know, that just settled my spirit. I used to be just out of control, just out of control, you know. But down through the years, with her guidance and her leadership and her soft-spokenness and her kindness, has changed my life And I want to be able to impart that to someone else. I would like to be able to help change someone else's life as she changed mine. There was no greater love that she could have given me at that time. And it was just beautiful. I see we have someone else that has joined us. We're at 6335, etc. 6335. Would you like to have words of expression? Hello? Okay. Gwen, would you share our mama with us about something she shared with you?
Who, me?
Yeah, Gwen. Your name Gwen, right?
Oh, yes. Just thinking of back, I just remember when my son was, they're old now, but when they were little kids, I think my son was in the eighth grade, and we had a program to go to, and she came to my house, and she actually went to the program with me. I was so shocked. I was surprised. I was very happy because she said, I'm coming. And when she got there, she called me, she said, I'm outside. I said, well, okay, here I come. And we got dressed, and we went to the school, and he got a lot of different trophies and awards. And that made my day because next to my mom, nobody else goes with me. And when she went with me, I was so very happy. And she kept her word. She didn't just say something and then keep her word. She actually kept her word, and she was there ready to go with me. And I was so proud and so happy because I finally had somebody else to share this moment with besides myself. Because, yeah, I was a single mom, but God has always been with me, so I don't boast in that part. But she was there with me, and she comforted me and hugged me, and she was saying, oh, I'm so proud of him. And thank you for inviting me. Thank you for letting me come. And I was like, you know, I'm the one she would be saying thank you, but she was saying thank you to me. And that made me feel real good. I felt real good. I was like, yeah, thank you, because she did that for me. And not only did she just do it for me, she also apologized, and she didn't apologize. She also thanked me for the opportunity of taking her with me. And we had a real good time that day. We had a real nice time. And I was a proud mom because, you know, it's my son, and he had got a lot of trophies. I think he got 8 different trophies. And he also had a piano solo, and he had to play the piano. And I was very touched by that. I was so happy. I was like, wow. You know, she didn't just say something and didn't ever keep her word. She actually kept her word, and she actually came with me. And I was just so happy. I was like, I think for a long time I was real happy because she stood by my side, and she just let me know. Sometimes you don't really know how to make a person feel, but she made me feel not only proud, she made me feel happy. I was just truly happy and blessed, and all I could do was say thank God because she kept her word, and I was very happy for that.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah, she was the
word. Hi, this is Janice. I'm sorry, I couldn't get my phone off of mute.
Oh, okay.
So I was like pushing the button like crazy, like trying to get in there. Sorry about that. But I had many, many moments with Lady Morgan from the minute I got to Shady Grove up until about 2 or 3 days before, the Monday and the Wednesday before she went to be with the Lord. And through it all, she was so encouraging, even on when I went over and she could barely, she could speak, but her voice was really low, she still was that caring person. I'm there trying to care for her, and she's telling me, because I'm kind of like real timid with her because of the state, you know, that she was in, and she was telling me, it's okay, sis, it's all right. And I'm like, you know, you're still comforting people. through all of this. I can remember the first time that I spoke on a Sunday as the early morning speaker, well, the Sunday morning speaker, and I was like, okay. And I went to the back, and I called her to the back, and I was going through so much in my life at the time, and I was like, how can I get up and say anything about anything with all God, you know, all the things I got on my mind? And she just prayed for me right then and there. She said, come on in, let's see what Pastor has to say about it. Pastor was getting up to minister at the time, and I was like, oh, my God, you know. And she just, at the time in her life where she could have been very selfish and very, I got my own problems to deal with, she never did that. She never stopped praying for others, stopped caring for others. And when she said, that the only thing about this that is really upsetting to me is I'm not able to still do as I was doing for the Lord, to bring in more people for God. And I'm thinking, you're still being a testimony because you haven't went into self. When there is, it would have, for me, I'm looking like this is justifiably a time for you to do a woe is me moment, and she never did.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And when she would come to our meeting, she was she would come, and she wouldn't think about herself. She was there for everybody else. And those teaching moments that she had, she never did show any signs of weakness, show any signs of illness. She was just there for us, and she give us our lessons and just go on like everything was just normal. She that was the most selfish woman that I know. Thinking about
others. When she did our lessons over the phone, she would apologize. Like, I'm sorry, I have to be over the phone, and thank you for letting me teach over the phone. I'm like, oh my goodness, if you only knew how much of a blessing it is to just have you. I mean, we all want to include you in everything, and yes, for her to thank us for allowing her to teach over the phone and that sort of thing, it's like, really?
I never understood
what a first lady was all about, because to me, Sister Morgan was just that lady. She was so sweet. She was so kind. And everybody say, we don't have a first lady like that. Our first lady this and that. I never could interfere with none of those conversations. I could never intrude. I couldn't say, well, girl, let me tell you about mine. Because she was never that type of person. She wasn't that one you could talk about. Never had anything bad to say about her. Because she was totally different. She was that first lady. She was just, you know, I remember when the kids did that dance for her that time at church, Christian lady. She was just that type of Christian lady. You'd be like, wow, you know, the songs say, you know, you look and you got to make sure she's the one. She's that virtuous woman. And I remember sitting in the kids was dancing and I was laughing. I said, Lord, I want to be that virtuous woman. Girl, you know better. But I did want to be that virtuous woman.
You got time, baby.
She
just
made
over.
Me feel like, I want to be that kind of a woman. But, you know, I ain't 30 yet. That don't mean I won't be one. But I just think, wow, I want to be that type of woman.
Amen.
And I couldn't find it. Mm-hmm. I could not find that song when you told me. Well, I can't find it.
Wasn't that the chocolate chip?
I want to play it.
That's the chocolate chip. That was them.
Oh, that was
mm-hmm.
me. She
yes,
was that
and I just wanted to share that with our audience tonight, but I've been looking all over, you know, I done Googled it, I tried to find it, and I cannot find that song. But it was such a amazing song because it portrayed her character. It portrayed her beauty. And you talk about chocolate and what they call themselves, chocolate and
Hershey's and the Kisses.
Hershey's and the Kisses. Yeah.
Baby, when I tell you they did that, They did
that. That was wonderful.
That was wonderful. And it was such a comforting and adoring rendition to her character. I say, wow, that couldn't have been more better at that time, for lack of words, than for that appropriate. I'm gonna say appropriate at that time for her, because that was just that's one thing I will never forget, never. Oh, because it was so beautiful, and I think she just enjoyed it. And you can see it on her face. She loved every last moment of that. Every last moment. It wasn't a, they talking about me, love. It was a, I accept this. I'm not too big to take this. You know, it was a humbling. It was a humbling smile. It was a humbling feeling to me, because I've never seen her not be humble. I never seen her not be grateful. Like Janice say, she always was thanking us for letting her do something, and why are you saying that? And when we would fuss at her, you don't need to be doing this, and you can see this smile on her face, like, oh
yeah,
well, okay, thank you, just thank you for fussing at me, or thank you for taking so much concern about me. But and she would never, it wasn't never anything negative come from that woman's body. I didn't say that. I never seen that. I see we have another that has joined us from extension 8207. Last four digits of your phone number is 8207. Would you like to have words of expression?
God bless you, sister, my sister, my friend host tonight. This is Elder Jordan, and I was just dialing in to connect with you guys. Don't remember meeting her, though I've been to the church. I certainly met the pastor, but just the church family in and of itself has left a mark, and I wanted to just be a part and give my condolences as God takes another angel. Another petal from the flower takes him to be home with him.
Amen.
Did I meet
Thank
her?
You for
Have
joining.
I ever met her?
Yeah, I believe you
Can
did.
You call?
There,
okay.
Yes, you. I'll send you a picture in tomorrow so you can see who she was. You probably didn't remember her, but you met her. You I don't think you
okay.
could have forgotten her. But
amen.
When
I see the picture.
Huh? What'd you say?
I said when I see the picture, I'll remember.
Yeah, you'll remember.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not you can't forget her. You can't forget her smile. You can't forget how she has touched you. She probably didn't even do nothing but just smile when she met you and said a few words to you, but you won't be able to forget that. You will
Amen.
Not. You will not. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us tonight and coming
Amen.
On, and we appreciate you giving us your condolences because we truly
Amen.
Love our we loved our First Lady, and we thank you for joining us. I see we have another someone who has joined us at the 2559. We are talking about Sister Morgan tonight. We are asking you to express some truths about her and how you felt and when you met her and how she touched your life, if you would like to so express yourself.
Good evening, Sister Lewis. This is Minister Randall.
Hello.
How are you doing?
We're good. We're good.
Sister Morgan, I mean, I there's not any words can express. She was a rare breed. The first time that I had the pleasure of encountering her was when I was the guest speaker at your women's retreat a couple of years ago.
Right.
And that was our first interaction with each other in a personal setting. And I remember as I ministered and I began to walk around the room and how the Lord laid me to touch her, and we touched and we agreed and we began to pray together. The thing that motivates me and the thing that inspires me so much is just having the opportunity to walk with someone who is a woman of great faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what inspires me the most, that she never left my spirit throughout this whole time of this transition. The words that kept coming to my mind was, yet will I trust you. Yet will I trust you. Yet will I trust you. Yet will I trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And that shows we've elevated to a certain level in this Christian walk, that even as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that we can say that we fear no evil and that we yet trust him. Even in the darkest hours, being able to say that, Lord, I still trust you. The last time that I was in her presence again was in a ministry setting, the breakfast situation there at Shady Grove. I believe Sister Janice and some other ladies were hosting, and we talked about the spirit man was a topic for that day. And her last words to me when we spoke was, I'm Minister Randall, I yet trust him. And that is a great testament then when, and I've had to apply those exact same words to my life, that even when it seems like everything is falling apart, it seems like that, like that song says, if it ain't one thing, it's another. When those things are going on in your life and you can still just complain, Lord, yet I trust you, that means a lot. And so those are the memories, and that's what was left with me. That as I continue on this journey, I know I'm going to have trials. I know that I'm going to have tribulations. I know that opposition is going to present itself. But to be able to testify and speak in faith that yet will I trust him are the things that made this woman of God such an awesome woman of God, and a testament to others that even in the midst of the storm, even in the midst of trials, in the midst of sickness, in the midst of hurt, that you can still say, Lord, I still trust you. So therefore, she got the victory. She still is
That's
a woman
victory.
To win. She's a woman to
yes.
win. We can still declare Sister Morgan is a woman who wins. How can you say that? Because she never stopped trusting God. She never gave up faith. She never gave in. So I declare her tonight as a woman who wins, and she will always be a woman
Amen.
Who wins. I hope she motivates
Amen.
People here to be women who win just by simply saying, no matter what, I still trust you. No matter what, I'm going to keep pressing my way. No matter what, yet will I trust you. So I thank God for her life. I pray the blessings over Pastor Morgan, the entire congregation family, the biological family, because God is yet God, and God is still good in the midst of it all. And because of who she was and because of who she served, it's not a loss but a gain. It is not a loss, but it is a gain. And I don't know their family background, but when I look at people like Sister Morgan, it made me honor to be a mother. To have mothers that you can still look up to, and I ain't gonna go good or not. I ain't gonna get stirred up tonight. But it means so much to me. It means so much to me. So I celebrate her on tonight. I celebrate her on tonight. I thank God for her. I thank God for her life. And I lift the pastor up today. I lift him up because I know that God is with him and God is going to see him through a good season of time, this difficult time. And I just thank God for her life, Sister Lewis. I thank you for giving me the opportunity just to chime in tonight. So that's what I have to say on tonight. God bless you all.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. See, she touched every one of us in a special way. She touched every one of us and left us something, a part of her, a part that we can take hold to, a part that we can remember, a part that we can use in our everyday life. She just didn't give up herself for it, nothing. She gave up herself to help us, to strengthen us, to help us grow in the Lord, to help give us inspiration to keep on going, keep on trusting, keep on doing the will of God. That's what her compassion was. She wanted everybody saved. Everybody. She wanted to show love for everybody. She wanted to take care of everybody. I know we had to, we used to have to tell her, you need to sit down somewhere and stop doing this, or you need to stop doing that, or you need to rest sometimes. You know, she would be up in the middle of the night doing stuff for people,
All
making
right.
things. making stuff. You know, pastor come to church and say, well, she didn't go to bed till so-and-so this morning, so, because she was doing something. The women at the cancer center, she, if you go on Facebook, you will see her creations, how she made pillows, how she made caps, and how she crocheted different things for, everything, packs for the women at the cancer center. She did the packages and little compartments, little envelopes and things for the people down at Dallas Life when the outreach ministry was down there in August. She sent packages. Now, this woman is feeling ill. She ain't good, but she made some packages for the people at Dallas Life. Beautiful. Taking her time when she could have been resting. When she could have been taking time for herself, saying, I'm not finna be bothered with none of these people. I ain't finna do none of this. And she taking the time out to make stuff for other people. That's the kind of heart that she had. That's the kind of love that she gave. She was always giving. You know, if I could find a fault in her, that would be the fault. The fault of giving more. The giving more and giving more, being compassionate and more compassionate and more compassionate. That's the fault that I could find in her, giving her of herself, not being selfish. You know, even at the end of her time of illness, just like Janice say she was there with her and she was saying, "Our sister." You know, that's. That's more than any other person would do.
Yep.
That's more than I'm right now. I probably ain't there yet. Cause if I get sick like that, I ain't finna do it. I'm sorry. I'm compassionate, but I'm gonna be by me.
That's right. You don't know that, though, sister. You don't know
you
that.
You don't know that.
I know.
You
I
don't know that.
That's just my mind frame
right now. You're in your mindset now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the word for what? What, Amy? Oh, yeah. That
okay,
was
but that was thank y'all. I'm sorry. I was having a moment. Okay, I was having a moment.
He was having a self moment.
Oh yeah, I was being selfish right then because that was just too much love, too much compassion, too much caring, and I admire my pastor for standing beside her every step of the way. Every step of the way. Now that's a man who loved his wife, and he would tell you, he'll still tell you. He said it's funny.
Amen.
What did he say about being nauseated? It would make him sick. It would make him sick. It would make him sick. You know. I fell out. But that's my pastor. That's it. He's a strong man. He's an anointed man of God. He loved his wife. He stuck by her side.
Period.
And I applaud him for that. I really do applaud him for that. I give God the glory and the honor for him and his anointing. And then he was in there Sunday talking about he trying to encourage us. What? Why are you here?
You need to be encouraged, you know.
Yeah, we need to encourage you and tell you to go sit down somewhere and do what you need to do. But he ain't in there talking about encouraging us. Man.
Yeah. Well, he said, you don't cry, don't
were.
Come. That
they
was
are.
Me. I had to leave. And I used to be going, I cry.
Okay. that was him. And I thank God for him. I really do. You know, he's just one of those anointed that God has sent here, and he had an anointed wife, and I praise God for him. And if there is anyone that has anything else they want to share about her or give her any more honor tonight, feel free to go ahead and speak. Something that you forgot to say or something that she touched in your life that you didn't say about it, go ahead and feel free. The floor is open.
I want to chime back in now that I done got my first initial breakdown. I was crying. I'm sorry. But the sister was speaking about standing up and, you know, knowing who you are and understanding. She understood more than anything of what being submissive was. She surrendered her life to God. That enabled her to become submissive to Pastor Morgan, that enabled her to become that Titus II mother and that virtuous woman, that Hebrew woman. It was like some things I just couldn't understand because God hadn't opened my eyes to that part of my life. And when I was trying to understand some things that, you know, I thought I understood. She was able to give me, she was able to correct me in ways that I could walk away with a true understanding. And I was reflecting back on that. And Job, you know, when the story of Job was coming about, you know, in my mind, just as she was speaking, Job, you know, God had taken everything, but the most important thing was from him, you know, instead of being selfish, he yet in turn started praying for others that they may, you know, be healed, or, you know, the Lord might touch their minds. But more than anything, that was just ringing in my head. God will give you strength, you know, as he stand right beside you. And I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And I was just really reflecting back when me and my children, at that time I had three children, and we came to Shady Grove. And I'm going to block out some of these, you know, moments. But in the midst of her, in the midst of that, she loved me and my children, and she began to talk to me and encourage me. And Ebony stayed at Shady Grove, and the love and compassion that was yet administered, you know, just not from Sister Morgan, but all of the saints there, was just phenomenal to me, and it spoke so much high volume. And Sister Morgan will always be that one that spoke in such a soft and elegant tone. She never was loud and rambunctious. She didn't push anything on you. She just waited for you to get through venting and throwing whatever fit she was throwing. And then she'll, you know, give you some guidance.
Yep.
And she would always, you know, hug me and encourage me. And that's something that most women, you know, they don't understand. Being in that role that she was in, she never displayed or flinched not one time when the other women would go up to Pastor Morgan or, you know, whatever. She didn't do all of that. She just sat back, and you could tell she had that humbleness about her. And I was like, oh, my God. And I'm like all of the other sisters. That is something that I myself would love to take on, you know, and put that on, because I'm like y'all sisters. I'm not there yet, but, you know, I'm pressing my way, you know, because a part of me has to be willing to die out, you know, to this flesh. And Sister Morgan always had real soft words to speak, and I never forget when I first sung at Shady Grove, she just looked at me. And she said, the Lord has something for you. And she said, once you calm down, she said, you'll get it. And I was like, okay. But, you know, and I can see some things, you know, because when I look back and have a quick reflection, I can see some things, you know, and I appreciate Sister Morgan for being just a godly woman that she is. She's a virtuous woman, and I appreciate the Lord allowing her to pour into me, you know, that I would be able to grow up a little bit more and the maturity of God will come into my life, you know, that I can stand and make a boast unto him. And I'm just eternally grateful.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing with us. And, you know, we all can gather strength for each of your testimonies and how she changed and spoke into your lives and how she was just that rock for us there. And she was always there when we needed her, and she kept the faith. And that's one thing too that I admired about her. I'm with Minister Randall. That was her thing. She said, "Yet will I trust mm-hmm. him. I just got the faith that he whatever he's gonna do is for my life." So, and she didn't give up. She didn't give in. She just trusted him. See, we have another caller, the 4335. Would you like to have words of expression or say something tonight? Anyone else would like to give us any words of encouragement or leave us with something that they would like to just honor her by presenting to her tonight, or a poem, or because I'm going to read this passage of scripture in a minute, but I would like to everyone to be have voiced everything that they have to say tonight. We have about 15 more minutes on the call, so if you'd like to have any more words or give us any words of encouragement, just speak to the ladies that are on the line, Mr. Randall or Janice or Minister Jordan, Elder Jordan. If you would like to encourage us, feel free to go ahead at this time.
Amen. The only thing that I would say, I tell you, it truly is a blessing, and I don't know if this is being recorded to pass on to her children and their children, but there have been some great things that have been said about First Lady Morgan, and that goes a long way because, you know, we're here for just a moment, but more importantly, what is left behind after we're gone? And that is so important. And I would just say to those that are listening, just to themselves, you know, we need to just take a retrospect of our own lives, you know, to see what would someone be able to say about that dash that's before our birth, and when God calls us home, you know, what would be said about our lives, you know, because what has been shared tonight is really, really honoring and honorable for the woman of God that you know, God had left with us to be the leading lady of Shady Grove, and to be the friend and the sister and the coworker and all that, you know, and it is just, you know, causes us to just think, you know, what would people say about us? And I think about that often, but in respect to First Lady Morgan, I would just say that she has apparently lived a great life and an example of who she say she was. It was not by words, it was by deeds. And that's a great example, and that's the example that we all should lead. You know, if we are believers, if we are Christians, if we are women of God, then our light should always shine. You know, we're not going to always, you know, feel like it, but nothing is how we feel. If we are women of God, then regardless of what we're dealing with from day to day, people on the outside that's looking at us should be able to see that we're different from the people in the world. And so I pray God's richest blessing upon the church, of course, his, her family, her husband, her children, that, you know, God would carry them and be with them, and that when they get through this difficult time, that they can smile, they can hold their head up, and they can be proud of the legacy that has been left behind, and that all of the women at Shady Grove will remember this mighty leading lady that led them with such gratitude and such graciousness in the life that you all shared with her. So that's what I would say. God bless you.
Thank you, Elder.
I just like to add one scripture real fast. Job 28:12. But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man knoweth not the price, therefore neither is it found in the land of the living. And she knew. She knew where to find her understanding, her peace, and it was in God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Minister Randall, I'm going to ask you to pray us out and as soon as I read the scripture, but I would like to read this in tribute to my First Lady, Yolanda K. Morgan. I love you, and I'm going to miss you. It says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She plants a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the detail. She stretches out her hands to the poor, and she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, clothing in silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen, and she selleth it, and delivereth girdles into the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of kind idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellence them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord shall be praised. Give her all of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. May God have a blessing to the hearers and doers of his holy word. Pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you, our eternal God, our help in the very time of trouble. We ask you, send your Holy Spirit now to comfort and strengthen us, that we may have hope in the life, this eternal life that we know that is promised to you. And Father, we trust in your goodness and we trust in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, we thank you and we celebrate life on tonight. And we know that life continues, that this is not the end for a saint, such as Sister Morgan, but life continues on in her legacy, Lord, and those things that come, Lord, for those things that she has birthed, Lord, those things that she's planted, Lord, those things that she's watered. Lord, as we go forward as men and women of God, we ask you, Lord, that you would just bless us to honor what we've learned, Lord. Bless us walk in the legacy that she's left, Lord, to go on to do greater things, God. To do greater things, to be greater, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you allow us to walk in trust, that as we go through life, that we'll have the same attitude, Lord, the attitude of servitude, Lord. Help us to have a humble spirit, Lord, to do the things that you called us to do, Father. And, Father, on tonight, we ask, well, we're weak, Lord, we ask you to make us strong, God. And, Lord, in the areas that we're strong, we ask you to make us stronger, Lord. Lord, as we prepare for this celebration of life, Lord, we ask you to send your strength, your power, and your might, Lord. Lord, let your glory be manifested even now, Lord. Let it be manifested even now, Father. And, Father, on tonight, I ask you to cover the man of God. Cover him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Lord,
Jesus.
You know, strength, Lord. We know that he's a strong man of God, Lord, but we know that he needs you now, Father. And, Father, we ask you to send your angels of comfort, Lord, from the north and south, the east and the west, Lord. Lord, to lift him up, God, to help him carry this load that he's carrying, God, so that you may be glorified, God. Lord, we give you honor, we give you glory tonight, Lord, and we magnify your name, Jesus. And, Lord, even in the midst of a storm that we can say hallelujah to your name, Lord, we bless you, because you are God.
Yes.
You are God who does not make mistakes, Lord. You are God that still looks high and looks down low on tonight, Lord. Lord, we feel your strength today, God. God, let your strength carry us through not only today, Lord, but every day of our life, Lord.
Yes.
Help us to be a testament to your glory and to your honor, God. Help us to be a testament to your glory and honor, Lord. Lord, strengthen the children today, Lord. Lord, stir up the gifts in them, Lord, that they may keep running, Lord, towards the prize of the higher calling in you, Jesus Christ. And we love you, Lord, and we magnify you on tonight. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. And we declare today, though you slay us, yet will I trust you. Because the good Lord gives, and the good Lord takes it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Be the name of the Lord. Because you're worthy of the honor and the glory and the praise. So blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I wanted to let you know that the services, the wake will be Friday night at 8 to 8:45 at the Evergreen Funeral Home. The services will be Saturday at the
Galilee Missionary Baptist Church.
Thank you. From at 12:30. And the services, if you are free, come by and help us rejoice and lift my sister up, sending her home with a good home going. Please excuse me right now. I'm having a moment. So I love you all. Thank you very much for joining me tonight and giving honor to our First Lady. And be blessed. God bless you. I love you all.
Amen.
Good night.
God bless you.
God bless you, sis.
Good night.